Good morning. It is so good to see so many people here this morning for our time to celebrate God's great gifts, His grace for us and the community that we have here at St. Mark's, and to celebrate an amazing week of VBS and to celebrate our stellar God and all that He's done for us. My name is Pastor Mark Kiesling. I serve as the director of LCMS Youth Ministry at the International Center in Kirkwood. It's been great to be with you these last 2 weeks to bookend VBS. Again, to be able to celebrate that great God that we have and the love that we share as His people. We're going to have a great time to hear some of the songs and the scripture lessons that our kids got to hear this week. And again, want to give a special thank you to all the staff and volunteers that invested so much time and energy to make this week amazing. I want to give a special welcome to all our visitors that are here this week. We hope that our time together and hearing God's word will be refreshing for you to receive, again, His grace and mercy in our life and to be able to celebrate our kids as they are such a treasure for us and the blessing it is to see them confess our faith and to sing about our God and to hear His word. And again, we are so thankful for you being with us this morning. As we make our time and start our time together, I invite you to stand as you are able for opening as we take time to remember who we are in the grace of Jesus. We make our beginning in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We take time to confess our sins before God our Father after our opening prayer to be reminded of, again, our need to repent, to hear God's word of forgiveness for us. But first we pray. Jesus, light of the world, it is good to be in your house. Thank you for delivering us from the domain of darkness and giving us the inheritance of your kingdom of grace and mercy. Thank you for gathering us here today that we may hear your words of comfort, that all the troubles on our hearts and minds can be given to you and put at the foot of the cross. Help us to believe your words that you have prepared a place for us, and you will return to take us there. In your name we pray. Amen. Now move into our time of confession. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess to you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. Because of this, we run for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray together. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake forgive all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will and true obedience to your word, to the end that by your grace we may come to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Invite you to be seated, and we have a great opportunity for our kids from VBS to sing our songs of praises today as we again get to hear about our great God.
Well, good morning. My name is Brian Falls. I'm an elder here at St. Mark's, and it's my privilege to share the scripture readings with you. Also, I want to extend a warm greeting to all the visitors here. It is so wonderful. My wife is Laura, who was dancing up there with the kids, and every day when I got home, everybody was tired, and I can't imagine why. But my family had a lot of fun, and it was exciting to hear about their day, as I'm sure it was exciting for you to hear about your kids' days every day. The first scripture reading today is from the book of Romans 12, verses 1 to 2, and verses 9 to 21. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. The sermon scripture reading this morning is from the book of John, chapter 14, verses 1 to 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going, Thomas said to him. Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And you may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. These are the scripture readings. And at this time, would the kids come back up, please? And Mrs. Lauren has a special message just for them.
But this time, you're going to sit a little differently. If you can sit where you're facing me instead of facing that way, you'll face me. So you can sit on the gray carpet and face me, or this first purple carpet and face me. And then I have three special helpers that will face you as well. So everybody else, sit down and face me, and then my helpers will come up here. Great job, everybody. Thank you for being such good listeners. Well, you might have noticed, and you might, if you weren't here, can tell, we had Vacation Bible School this week, and many of you were there to join us. But if you weren't, I thought it would be fun today to talk about some different things that we learned at Vacation Bible School this week. It was such a very special week where we got to praise God and learn so much about him. So I thought it'd be fun, and for all of our adult friends out here, to see what exactly we talked about. Does that sound good? Yeah, okay, let's do it. So let's go to our first slide. And here we go.
The first day we met Cosmo, we talked about how sometimes things around us aren't good, but Jesus tells us he is the light in the darkness.
Have you ever noticed that sometimes the world seems a little crazy, and that sometimes things might just seem, what's going on here, kind of a way? Well, we learned that when life feels dark, then what did you guys say? Jesus light. That he is the light in the darkness. And our Bible verse said, Jesus says that I am the light of the world. So we know when the world feels a little crazy, that We can shine his light. Okay, let's go to the second day we met our Bible. And you probably can see some of our Bible buddies are around in here, too. Okay, the second day.
The second day we met Ringo. It's hard when sometimes we don't get along with each other. Guess what? We can look to Jesus for the answer. We can shine the light of Jesus, and he showed us how he loved Zacchaeus, a man who sought some thought was underserving love.
That's right. Have any of you not got along with someone before? Is that kind of hard? Who can we look to when we're not getting along with people? We can look to Jesus. And so that's what we talk about the second day. Let's talk about the third day.
The third day we met Luna, and on this day it was a great reminder that things don't have to be bad for us to look into Jesus' light. They can be good too.
Sometimes it's really easy to think about, oh, Jesus, help me when things are bad. But when things are good, we can praise him as well. And so that's what we did on the third day. Let's talk about the fourth day.
The fourth day we met Saul. Saul reminded us that we are a little sad. We can look to Jesus. He is there, and we can trust him.
Is Jesus there no matter what? When we're happy, when we're sad, we can always look to him no matter how we're feeling. And that brings us such comfort. And here is the fifth day.
The last day we met Haley. Haley reminds us of one of the most important things, that we can serve others, and that is shining Jesus' light.
That was so important. We learned all this information, and now we want to share it with others. Can you guys help me with this part? I have some friends that are going to pass something out to you, so they can come up now, and you're going to get a little light, and what I need you to do is hold it in your hand, so we can't quite see the light yet, okay? I'm going to grab one for our friends up front here, too. As we pass out our last few, go ahead and cover your light so we can't see it. Thank you to my helpers. I'm going to have Mr. Jason turn down the lights as much as he can. But cover your light so we can't see it quite yet. All right, you ready? Go ahead, Mr. Jason. Let's see how dark it can get. Now, cover your light real quick. I'm just going to hold mine. Isn't it amazing that Jesus tells us that he is the light of the world? Do we want to keep this secret to ourselves? Okay, so cover your light. So if I share Jesus' light, someone knows about it. Now Sawyer, Kinsley, and Gavin, show your light. If they share their light, even more people know. And now you guys share your lights. Look what happens when we shine the light of Jesus. When God works through us to share the good news, amazing things can happen. Do we want to keep this news to ourselves? No. Look how many of us got to learn about Jesus this week, and now we get to go out and share his light with the world. Hold your lights up as we pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for this incredible week. Lord, you love us all the time, no matter what. You sent your one and only son to die for us on the cross. And Lord, we want everyone to know this incredible message. We thank you so much. In your name we pray, and all God's children said, amen. On the count of three, we're going to do one last shine Jesus light. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Shine Jesus light.
Woo, that was very good. Here's what you're going to do next. You've been incredible listeners. I'd like for you to go give this light, when I say, to your parents. Then, parents, if you're visiting us today, we have a time called Little Worship, and it's when four-year-olds through fourth graders can go down the hall and hear a special message. It is optional. They're welcome to also stay with you. We love having kids stay for the sermon in church as well. So that is what you will do. Children, go check in with your parents. If you'd like to join us for Little Worship, you'll meet down here in the middle aisle, and then we'll be back after the sermon.
Well, little did you know you'd be getting your workout at church as well this morning. That was great. Our opening song, usually my Apple Watch isn't asking me if I'm starting a workout in the middle of church, but it was good to be able to run around a little bit, get some movement, and certainly to celebrate God's grace in our life. What a wonderful week of VBS. Again, thank you for all the volunteers and staff and parents who got kids here. What a blessing it is to hear the songs this morning, to hear them hear the good news again of our stellar God and his grace and love for us as his children. It was so awesome. I wasn't here to be able to enjoy it, but it was great to see the Facebook posts and all the activity that was going on, and the blessing it was to bring kids together and again celebrate who we are in Jesus. And as we start our message for today, again, bring you grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may have caught in the readings that we had earlier in the service that a part of those were key scriptures that our kids got to hear this week as well. I'm just going to turn it over. Again, I could easily say too, from the message that we just heard from Lauren and that our kids were able to talk about, that you really see the core message of what we learned this week at VBS and what amazing things for us to take as God's children out into the world. What words of comfort, what words of grace, what words to remember around, again, I'm going to focus on John 14:1 and from Romans 12, where we heard those words of Jesus, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." And from Romans 12, "Live in harmony with one another," where Paul addresses fellow Christians, talking about what is it like to live together under God's grace, and then also certainly how does that reflect out into the world, a place that is so desperately in need of God's love and to hear his truth. You probably have times that if you've spent time in God's word or heard the teachings of Jesus, there may have been times or maybe specific miracles or specific actions that he's done that has really cut to your heart. Maybe it was because of a specific situation that you were going through. Maybe it was just that time in life, or maybe it was, again, that scripture reading that you happened to hear upon or hear at a church service where it just seemed to really speak to you. Sometimes those might be really, really specific. But we have this scripture lesson today that the kids got to focus on this week from, again, John chapter 14, 1, that really can speak to us so easily and in so many aspects of our life. And those are Jesus' words, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." How many of us here can say we don't really know what that feels like? We don't know ever to know our hearts or our minds to be troubled. Maybe we've had sleepless nights. We've had maybe, again, stomach aches. We've had other things around, troubles that the world brings us or things that are going on in our life. Maybe that's us today. And we come to hear Jesus' words of promise for us. His words of comfort. Maybe it's still wrestling with a sin in our life that even when we hear the absolution, we hear the good news that our sins are forgiven, we still walk around with maybe some of that pain of some actions that we've done. Maybe it's in relationships where we struggle with sin that has been committed against us and forgiving someone and rectifying that relationship. Or maybe two, it's us asking for the boldness to ask for forgiveness and to try to reconcile a difficult relationship. Maybe it's that regular temptation that you know, and you pray and hope that either it doesn't rear its head again or that God will give you power to overcome it, and you wrestle with that trouble that is there. Maybe there's everyday reoccurring things. There's someone, your boss or a coworker at work, that makes that 8 to 10 hours a day very difficult, and it's starting to affect other relationships and other parts of your life, taking the joy out of life, and just you feel like a different person. Maybe you're underemployed or unemployed, and you see the bills stacking up, and certainly there's much there to bring trouble on our hearts and for us to be thinking about and to take our attention. Maybe you too know the aspect of bullying in your life, and you're wrestling with how to be a Christ-like example, but also stand up for yourself, and how to do that in a way that shows love, but also respect for yourself and to protect yourself. Jesus spoke those words, "Do not let your heart be troubled," on Monday, Thursday. That had been quite a week for Jesus and for his disciples. Started with that entrance into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. It's filled with teachings of Jesus, some that would maybe bring a lot of pushback from the Pharisees and the leaders of the day. Started to talk about Jesus on that Monday, Thursday night, discussing that he was going to be going away, that he had to go to the cross to die for sin, and the disciples were no doubt troubled. They're wrestling with that. And just before our reading, Jesus would even say that a disciple would betray him, and that Peter would deny him. These disciples have been walking through difficult days with their teacher, their friend, and this miracle worker, who some days left them mystified and other days faith-filled that they walked with the Son of God and that he walked with them. In the midst of those confusing, troubling times, Jesus certainly could probably read their eyes and their faces, but then also knew their hearts and said those words of comfort. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Just as he did that night, Jesus speaks those words to us, his disciples today. Do not let your heart be troubled. Now, we didn't witness the grueling death of Jesus on the cross, and perhaps maybe you even haven't lost a loved one yet in your life, but you know trouble in our fallen world. Our hearts are not completely protected from being troubled. However, we are blessed to gather and to hear and to know the whole story of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. Through the disciples, God tells us of Jesus, that he was the one who overcame the trouble of sin and death and the trouble in our lives. And we hear Jesus, the one who had overcome this trouble, to send his invitation to us to believe in him and believe and know the one true God. He's the only one who has the authority to say fully, the trouble of our hearts can be relieved. At the end of our reading, Jesus states one of his noteworthy I am statements. Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. He gave up his life on the cross that he could take it up again and win the gift of eternal life for us. He defeated death and paid the price for our sin. He rose to prove that the sins that had been laid on him had been completely atoned for. He was the perfect, necessary sacrifice for our sin. And he rose also to prove that he had the power to overcome death so that we can trust in his promises and that his victory is also for us. And he goes before us to create a room for us in heaven, our Father's house. And there he is alive on his throne in heaven. And the comfort is that he promises that he will come again and bring us to him. And this promise is the thing that changes everything for us. The hope and promise of a place with Jesus for eternity changes life for us for eternity and gives us the power to change our understanding of the troubles in this current world. Colossians 1 puts it this way through the Apostle Paul. We give thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. We have the inheritance of the life won by Jesus and the inheritance of the light Jesus brought into the world. The light of Jesus outshines the trouble caused by sin and doubt. The light of Jesus casts out darkness in our life so that we might find protection in the one who forgives us and has atoned for our sin. Another verse that obviously they heard this week at VBS was another one of those great I am statements from John chapter 8, where Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The life that Jesus gives us changes everything for us, and it changes our life today. We do not walk in darkness. Rather, Jesus illuminates the path by which he would have us walk. Following Jesus gives us purpose and direction in our life and gives us life abundantly. On Maundy Thursday, Thomas and Philip and all the other disciples still weren't understanding the full picture. And we too struggle in our sin and troubles to see all that God is doing through the crosses we bear. Disciples were confused about a lot of what Jesus was talking about with the mansion and him leaving and returning. And there's also confusion about Jesus' statement that those who believe in him, that God would do greater works than Jesus had done in his earthly miracles. I mean, these miracles were pretty spectacular. Feeding 5,000 people with just a little bit of bread and a few fish, healing the deaf and blind, healing other medical issues, raising Lazarus from the dead. How much greater could things get? But when Jesus discussed these greater things, he was not talking again about feeding thousands, maybe even on less food. He wasn't talking about blindness or deafness. Rather, he was talking about a greater work even than that. The greater work is that people's sins would be forgiven by believing in Jesus' words, and that the work at the cross was sufficient for their forgiveness and for granting them eternal life. And these greater works would not just happen there in Jerusalem or in Galilee or just by Jesus himself or just the 12 disciples, but rather Jesus would give the command to make disciples of all nations to the ends of the earth and for all time. Jesus gave his disciples the purpose of living out our faith in relationship with other people. Jesus gave his gospel light and the power to let it shine. Through the work of the Holy Spirit, working through the words and deeds of forgiven sinners, as they shine their light in their neighborhood and to the end of the earth, Jesus added more saints of light. Imagine Thomas and Philip trying to understand that we would be here in Eureka, Missouri, in the year 2023, hearing these children sing of these praises of God, singing of these I am statements that Jesus is the light of the world and that he is our life, that we'd be confessing our faith, that we'd hear those same words of comfort, "Do not let your heart be troubled." In his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, as we also heard during the children's sermon, that Jesus says these words about people who are his disciples. "You are the light of the world. A city set on the hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Just as we saw from our children, you see the effects that just a little bit of light can have in a dark room. How easy it is to see that, the comfort that that can give when you think of a lighthouse or times when maybe you've been in a dark room in your house when the electricity goes out, what the flashlight allows you to see and do and protect you from. It's an amazing gift. And Jesus talks about how the saints of light, those who have the light of life, will be the light of the world. This word of Jesus in Matthew 5 makes me think of the moon. This past week, perhaps you got to see the beautiful full moon that we have. And we know, certainly as we've learned about it last week and then this week through VBS, about the amazing stars and all that God has put into the sky, we know that the moon is certainly something that governs the evening time when it is dark and how well we can see it and how beautiful it is. But we know it's not like the sun. It's not got its own energy. It's not got hydrogen that is getting this big fire that's giving us energy, but rather it's reflecting the light of the sun. Without the light of the sun, we would not see the moon. It would not have its brightness. It would not be, again, that thing that sits in the sky and that reminds us of God's great creation and how he takes care of us. Now, in the same way for us, the love of Jesus is what gives us our brightness. We rely on him for our love, for our joy, and the strength to be lights. And when we are seen by others for our love and the truth that we confess, we reflect glory back to God and all that he has done for us. The Apostle Paul embodied a lot of what we heard today. In his many readings, he would talk about Jesus being the light and the life of the world, and that light and life that we receive from Christ. He knew that very well. He had been God's enemy. He had persecuted Christians trying to shine the light of Jesus. And by God's grace, Paul knew the forgiveness of sins. Paul came to know a loving, forgiving community of Christians who accepted him despite his terrifying past. And God would not let Paul's light go out. Paul observed in Christian community and then taught one of the ways we shine our gospel light. As we heard in our reading, live in harmony with one another. God calls Christians to live by God's will and direction, not that of the world. This means putting other people before yourself, genuinely loving people, protecting one another from evil, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, praying, helping others in need, showing hospitality, not playing favorites, blessing those who persecute you. And we do not perfectly live up to those things that Paul taught us in the Word of God. And certainly we do not always make for harmony with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Only Christ completely fulfilled those commands perfectly. But we ask for God's help to show Christ's love to one another and to live together in harmony. For Jesus is the source of our love. We need Jesus' forgiveness, and his love is what propels us to try to do better and to love more fully. You know how great, kids heard this morning when they were singing, you know how good the band will sound here at the end when they are leading us in song. You know how good the voices sound when they are harmonized, or when the band is hitting the right chords in the music, of how great that sounds when we are in harmony. So is the case for Christian community. The harmony of Christians living together in love is beautiful in the ears of God and to others. And a key part of that harmony is carrying each other's burdens, including when our hearts are troubled. We speak to each other the words of Jesus. We encourage each other that Jesus has overcome our troubles and he gives us the power to live through them. We serve others who are in need and we keep them in prayer and that God's will be done in their lives. Brothers and sisters in Christ, do not let your heart be troubled. Jesus has prepared a place for you, and he will surely bring you there. The Holy Spirit is working through you to do great things to show his love, shine his light, and give his life. May God grant us strength to do and trust his word and to do his will. Will you please pray with me? Jesus, thank you for giving up your life and giving us the gift of eternal life. Shine your light in our life that we may not hold on to sin, but ask for your forgiveness and grant the faith to receive it. Empower us to reflect your light so that others may see you and be welcomed into your community and into your family. In your name we pray. Amen. At this time, as a reflection and giving thanks for all that God has given to us and his love, we'll collect our offerings. If you're a guest with us today, please do not feel obligated to give. But this is one way in which, again, we're able to support ministries like VBS and the work that's done here at St. Mark's. And in that time, too, we get to celebrate again all that took place at VBS this week with a video recapping the time together. What a great week. Boys and girls, I got to say this in the sermon. It is so amazing when you come and learn about Jesus and talk about his gospel light and share your love. How great it is for all of us in the church to see that. And it just encourages our faith, reminds us of who we are in Jesus. And we're just so thankful for each one of you and the gift that you are from God. Again, staff and volunteers for all the work that you put in this last week, thank you. For I know all that energy and time and certainly probably exhaustion that went into it. Thank you for that amazing week to see, again, how we were able to come together as God's people. We reflected on who we are in Jesus and also know his love. We're going to spend some time to confess our faith and time of prayer as well. I invite you to rise as we will confess our faith using the words of the explanation of the first article of Apostles' Creed and then in time for prayer as well. We confess together. I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of them. He also gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, spouse and children, land, animals, and all that I have. He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. He defends me against all danger and guards and protects me from all evil. All this he does only out of fatherly, divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me. For all this, it is my duty to thank and praise, serve and obey him. This is most certainly true. We bring our prayer requests to God's mercy seat, knowing that he hears us. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, we thank you for another day of life. Thank you for the many blessings you have given to us individually and to your church. Thank you for the forgiveness of our sins and the gift of eternal life won for us by Jesus. We pray you give us open ears and open hearts to trust your word and open hands to joyfully receive all your good gifts. Almighty God, with whom all things are possible, hear our prayers for those with medical needs. You are their very present help in trouble. Precious Lord, you can heal. Your grace can restore to health and give them strength to carry on. We know you will not abandon them in their time of great need. Above all, give them the faith in you and your promises. Heavenly Father, we pray for all who have troubled hearts at this time. You and they know the reasons for concern. Lord, we pray for your Holy Spirit to give comfort. May the words of Jesus and his promise for all who believe be our hope during difficult times. Stir in our hearts trust in Jesus and cling to his work at the cross. Preserve us from bitterness of spirit and rescue us from every temptation to despair. Calm our frustration with the knowledge that our life is secure in your redeeming love. Jesus Christ, our stellar light, give us the steadfast love and wisdom to face opportunities to walk in your light each day of our life. Help us to live in harmony with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Where there is discord, bring peace. Where there is need, may we bring service and care. Where there is hurt, let us bring mercy. Be our light, that we might reflect your love and light to our neighbor, so that they too may call you Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, we celebrate with those who celebrate. Thank you for the gift of life to those who celebrate birthdays this week. And thank you for the years of wedded bliss to those who celebrate anniversaries. Gracious Father, we give you thanks for a great week of Vacation Bible School here at St. Mark's. We thank you for how your word was proclaimed, and we came to know more about your son, Jesus. Thank you for teaching us to carry your word and your stellar love with us each day of our life. We thank you for the many volunteers and staff who had a hand in making this week possible. Continue to bless our children and those who attended with good health and fun this summer. Gracious Father, we pray for those on the mission trip in Arizona. Give them safe travels and grant them safety in their work. Thank you for the opportunity to reconnect with old friends and make new friends. Bless our young people as they grow in their understanding that their life is a living sacrifice, reflecting your grace. Help them to see you working through their efforts to bring your goodness into the world. We lift up all these things and other things in our hearts and minds to your mercy seat, trusting your promise that you hear us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We pray together the prayer Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive the blessing of the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.
Christ, my living hope. can't seal the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me. Jesus, yours is the victory. Hallelujah, praise the one who sets me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me.
Seated, and Lauren's going to come up and give us instructions for our time here after worship. Again, thank you, Lauren, and your team for all the work on VBS this week. This is a spectacular week.
Thank you. And really, I just thank St. Mark's congregation so much because they are so supportive of Vacation Bible School in our community. So I thank all the members and all the parents that brought their kids here. We're just so grateful we got to spend this week with them. It was such a special week, and we pray it was as much of a blessing to you as it was to us here. So, you guys, it's raining out, which that's okay. We can still have ice cream in the rain, but we're actually, the trucks are in, they're almost here. So you have a little time. They're going to be here parked at 10:45. So you have time to go use the restroom, wash your hands. And on your way out, we're actually going to park the trucks. There's a drive up here that's accessible by sidewalks from both sides because the playground is very wet. So they'll be here soon. So if you want to hang around for that, we would love to have anyone join us. You can grab ice cream to go if that works better for your family since it is raining. But we just thank you again for celebrating this week with us. It's been so special. And we would love to have you all back anytime. We're here for your families and anything that you guys need. So thank you so much.